AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Legislation to pay TSA workers is heading to the House today after being approved by the Senate earlier this morning. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Senate has approved Homeland Security funds that will pay TSA workers who haven't seen a paycheck in weeks. It also funds most other agencies, but not immigration enforcement. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said his party will continue to make sure that ICE doesn't get more funding without serious reform.
In the wake of the murders of Renee Good and Alex Pretty, Senate Democrats were clear, no blank check for a lawless ICE and Border Patrol.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's the Democrats' fault there's no Homeland Security funding bill this year.
President Trump should never have had to step in to rescue TSA workers and U.S. air travel.
The bill now goes to the House. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israel's military says it's conducted a wave of strikes in Tehran after President Trump again extended his self-imposed deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Speaking to reporters, Britain's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper says Iran should not be able to hold the global economy hostage by blocking shipping in the strait.
We have more than 30 countries come together to talk about the processes that are needed to ensure the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and also the protection for international shipping. And that's why, look, we have taken the approach of supporting defensive action, but also we've taken a different approach on the offensive action that has taken place as part of this conflict.
Trump says talks to end the war are going very well, but Iran continues to publicly insist it's not negotiating with the White House. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The U.S. Treasury is planning to put President Trump's signature on paper currency.
If you pull out a dollar bill and take a close look, you'll find two tiny signatures to either side of George Washington's face. They're those of the U.S. Treasurer and the Treasury Secretary. Now, the Treasury Department says for the first time, one of those names will be that of the sitting president, President Donald J. Trump, to honor the nation's 250th birthday. U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach calls it appropriate and well-deserved. Congresswoman Chantel Brown, gross and un-American. But she adds, at least it'll remind us who to thank when we pay more for gas, goods, and groceries. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Oscars are leaving Hollywood. In 2029, when the telecast moves from ABC to YouTube, the ceremony will move from its longtime home at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles and the Peacock Theater. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.